T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, John, we asked the peoples out there, 248-539-9797, is tomorrow the best college football day? I don't know. There's too many games, when you watch them, that they just look blah. Like, you know, some of the time.
Well, the ramifications of those games. So, like tonight, we mentioned, all right, Kayvon Thibodeau, Pac-12, nobody in that game is, they're not going to have any impact on the college football playoffs.
Right.
But tomorrow, starting at noon, mm-hmm. Baylor, Oklahoma State, college football playoff implications. Then you go to, 4 o'clock, Georgia, Alabama, 4 o'clock, Houston, Cincinnati, all playoff implications, 8 o'clock, Michigan, Iowa. You got playoff implications from noon until midnight.
I know. I'm just dreading, you know, watching the ACC championship game with like a half empty stadium in Charlotte, right? Isn't that where the ACC championship
game is? Are you going to be watching it?
No, probably not.
No, probably not, because it's at the same time as the Michigan game. Where are you going to be? What are you doing during the Michigan game?
The ACC championship game's at night?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It used to be in the afternoon.
No, 8 p.m.
No, it's been at night for years.
Oh, really?
I think what Clemson got good. I think that's really what sealed it, putting them in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Or in the evening, excuse me.
Okay.
But I think, Stoney, that's the point. Like, you say, well, what if the ACC is a half-empty stadium and the game's bored? You got another option.
Right.
That's why tomorrow is great. You got options.
Right. Mm-hmm. I get that. I think last week was better. You know, rivalry weekend.
Rivalry weekend.
To me, it was actually better because you talk about ramifications.
A lot of ramifications. And the probably more passion in last weekend than there is
the Iron Bowl,
this weekend.
Bedlam.
Yeah. If your team is involved this weekend, there's passion for that game, that matchup.
Right.
But for Iowa State, Michigan, Ohio State, you know, you've got Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. I mean, the Apple Cup, you've got all of the rivalry games. So there is more passion in last weekend. I think there's more on the line this weekend.
Speaking of that passion, that was Brady Hoke, correct? They're playing for a championship this
weekend.
Yeah,
they're playing 3 o'clock. If you want to watch Brady Hoke, wear a headset. You can watch it. 3 o'clock, Fox, San Diego State, 11-1, taking on the Utah State.
And
they beat Utah, by the way.
And the best player at his position, maybe ever in the history of college football.
The punter.
Punter Matt Araiza from San Diego State.
By the way, and I was actually thinking of going, but I'm not now. I'm going to Indy to watch Michigan's football team. Michigan's basketball team plays San Diego State tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Brian Dutcher back in town.
Yeah.
I thought that would be a perfect.
What time is that game?
Ooh, I think it's a nooner.
1 o'clock.
Noon,
I think
1 o'clock?
I think it's 1.
You can watch it on the way down, especially if you're riding with someone.
That's true. Oh, I can listen.
Play it
that.
Right?
Well, riding, no. He's always riding with someone.
No, if I go by myself, I'm driving.
Now, why not take the chopper?
No.
The chopper.
No.
No great landing spot in Indianapolis.
Oh, you just want to drive around in circles.
Oh, there is.
Right? Drive around in circles.
we'll make sure you get there.
I know, I'll get there.
You just got to share your location with somebody that you know, that way that we can keep an eye on you, mm-hmm. and say, oh, wait, Stoney. Oh, hey, we'll give you a call. Take the next exit. You know, we can make sure.
I will be fine.
I'm sure you will.
It's not like it's at night when I didn't have, you know, I was looking at a triptych.
Oh, it could be snowing. A triptych.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was back then, 1979.
Did you stop by AAA on your way out of town?
Absolutely. Back then? Sure.
Well, remember those triptychs?
Yes.
Yes.
You turn the page. I mean, we were driving to California. We had to have a triptych.
Yes, that was a book.
Oh, damn right it was.
Yeah, a couple books, probably.
Yeah.
On that driving around in Indy story, you went from Chicago to Indy? Was that the...
No, we went. It was the other way around.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're going from Indy to Chicago.
Yeah, we went to South Bend first. Was our first stop to check out Notre Dame, and then we went to Chicago.
Wait a second. South Bend to Chicago, and you got lost in Indianapolis?
I'm confused again
because South Bend to Chicago, Indianapolis is nowhere the way.
I don't remember. My friend said, you know.
Just going down for a little cow tongue.
I would imagine. Yeah.
No, not him.
Him.
Harry Glanz, he loves cow tongue.
Yes, Harry Glanz loves cow tongue.
That's a sign at game day next year, by the way.
Yeah. Harry Glanz loves.
Oh, if he's listening, I'm not going to get the. I'm going to hear the end of this.
Stoney, this is what you probably did, though. You're coming from the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
D.C.?
No, Philly, actually.
Philly? You probably hooked up with 70. Took that all the way into Indy, and then you just kept going around in circles rather than catching the road to go up to South Bend. I think that was probably what you did.
You know what? I don't remember. It's been so long ago and so many bong hits ago.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We have some ticket things. Tomorrow could be the best or worst day depending on how Michigan plays. Please, Michigan, get that dub.
Yes.
This is a fun weekend, but nothing compares to the old school last weekend of football. I'm old enough to remember watching with my dad and uncles Michigan, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Nebraska, UCLA, USC. Mm-hmm. This weekend is fun, but those were hated rivals. There's no hatred between Oregon and Utah or Iowa and Michigan. That, you know what? That he's right. Or she. They're right. I mean, to me, it's almost blasphemy that there's other games after the UCLA. Oh, well, that was because it was canceled, right? USC's playing Cal because that was a postponed game.
Yeah.
So USC, it used to be you watched the doubleheader. It was Michigan, Ohio State, followed by UCLA, USC. But because the Big Ten expanded, you know, to the championship game and they added a game, all of a sudden the Michigan, Ohio State game is a week later now than it was before, because they didn't want to have that big layoff because they thought they would get screwed by the, you know, the committee and all that stuff. Remember that?
Progress.
Yeah, I know.
That's what we call progress.
That's not necessarily progress, though.
Well, it's a step in one direction. Okay. Might not be the right direction. Okay. I don't disagree with you.
Right.
That I do think Michigan, Ohio State should be the culmination of the football season.
Right.
However, that's not the college football environment that we currently live in.
I know. Stoney and John, there's nothing like the experience of attending the Big Ten championship game. My wife and I attended the first one. That's from Big Bear.
What year was that? I forgot to look that up.
2011, Greg says.
2011?
And who played in that Big Ten championship game, Greg?
Michigan State and Wisconsin.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. Was that the game Michigan State got screwed when the Isaiah Lewis play?
Yes.
Holding a grudge.
I'm not holding a grudge.
No, not you are. No. We had that earlier.
Yeah.
Somebody could be holding a grudge for that one.
Yeah, it's true. That was a controversial call.
One of them.
Yes. One of.
Yes.
A lot of them.
Yeah, hopefully. And the reason that I think last week was so special for Michigan football fans and for fans of that game was that there's no controversy in that game. You've got a clear-cut winner.
John. How come the Buckeyes got all the penalties and the Wolverines only got two, right?
Well, just don't jump off sides. Don't move early. And so you had a winner and you had a non-winner. And I think that's what we're hoping for in these games as well, is that it's clear-cut who wins. And then, obviously, going into the college football playoffs, there's no controversy of, well, there was a bad call or a controversial call at the end of the Michigan-Iowa game, and should they stay at two or should they move to three? What happens Georgia-Alabama? All of those things. I just hope that they're really good football games. They're all close, but there's a clear-cut winner and a clear-cut non-winner.
Well, if there's a controversial call that goes against us, you know the head coach of Michigan won't complain about it.
Yeah, we'll see.
God. That would be the worst. Them losing on a controversial call, and I'd be one. But I don't whine about calls. But we know a lot of Michigan fans do.
Well, yes, I'm of the belief that there are many courses that a game could take.
Yes,
and a team has full control out of every single twist and turn that the game takes, and you don't let it come down to one call.
Correct. And if it does, that's when all the controversy starts.
Yeah, it's
when,
yeah.
It's like the Saints-Rams game. I mean, yeah, look.
But it's easy for me, it's easy to dispel that controversy because obviously we're talking about the Michigan-Michigan State game.
Right.
And there were many points in that game where Michigan could have done something differently to change the course of that game after the play that was overturned with Aiden Hutchinson and the touchdown.
Right.
Look, that's the part of high leverage is, you know, high leverage is what can you do about it? That play was in the second quarter.
Right.
That's
you got a lot of leverage after that.
Yes.
Last 5 minutes of the game, I mean, now you're talking a little bit differently.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But there was, and even at the last 5 minutes of the game, you got the leverage that led up to that. Like, what are you doing as a team to win and not allow somebody else to have an effect on the game?
Right. Look, the JT Barrett play, you know, that's a little different because it was, you know, when it happened in the game. However,
well, don't fumble the ball on the 1 yard line. Well, earlier in the game.
Right. Or, you know what, after that horrible call, don't allow Samuel to score a touchdown right away.
Yeah.
Or the play before that, don't let Ryan Glasgow miss a tackle.
Yeah.
It could have been 4th and 10.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Or stop Kenneth Walker the third.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not an easy task.
No.
You had an opportunity.
And they didn't.
Nope.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.